This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ooh. Bismarck Event Center for another day of our coverage of the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference of the North Dakota Safety Council.
Woohoo!
Yes, indeed. That's where Todd was yesterday, actually. He was in charge of safety for the What's On Your Mind program. And he said, I can no longer run with the scissors. That's the really big... really
don't
big,
run with scissors. Don't eat paste.
Egregious error that I have been committing.
You've been running with scissors, huh?
I have been,
yeah. That explains a lot.
Try and cure myself of that. And then...
would have been funny to send you a scissors down there and have you running around right before the show.
But you know what? It all...
Have Chuck Claremont chasing you. Haven't I taught you anything?
From Chuck Claremont on down, Chuck is the executive director.
Chuck's a great guy.
From Chuck on down to every single person involved at every level of the North Dakota Safety Council... Safety to them is such a passion. And, you know, I keep asking this question, how are we doing? Is this in our DNA to be safe? Is safety a tough sell in North Dakota? And we are doing well by a lot of standards, but we can always do better. And I think I'm going to call myself the guilty one here. I don't think about it a lot. I don't. I mean, safety is not...
You don't think about it until something goes wrong.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're thinking about it like crazy, aren't you?
But little things become big things very quick. And that's why they have 1,000 professionals from 30 states here charged with returning to their workplaces to say, this needs to be in our DNA. This needs to be a 24/7 safety culture. Because it's life and death and really... So, you know, it'd be easy to say, safety conference, oh, that's boring. What in the world? What's more precious than life? What is more precious than life? You know, I mean, this is about getting home to your kids at night after a day at work. And it isn't just, you know, out there in some really, you know, western North Dakota in the middle of oil fields or out there with a drag line at the coal or on the farm. So, this is, you know, driving a vehicle. This is walking in the office, not running with a scissors. This is, you know... All the little things, too, and that's what they're really, really good at. And they have a lot of members. North Coast Safety Council is a nonprofit, and they have members that pay a very small amount of money to then be able to access the resources they provide. So, you know, WSI is over there on the workforce safety side. They're a big sponsor here, important safety player in North Dakota, but it's different than that. It really is a safety from A to Z. So, glad to be here today, and we'll meet some folks that are doing things like hands-on training, which... Some would argue is better than the classroom, you know, to say, here's what you need to do. No, let's do it. Congressman Kramer will be here today on the program as well. I guess I'll tell you more of the folks from the North Dakota Safety Council. Rachel Buckles will be here. First aid training and AEDs. Now, speaking of saving lives, when we were here last year, we talked with some folks about an effort to get AEDs in more locations, public locations all throughout North Dakota. AEDs are... Forget what the acronym stands for, but it's the, you know, the paddles, if you will. If somebody is tips over, has a heart attack, and you use the paddles to try and get their heartbeat going again. And it is a little device. You see them from time to time in various places. Well, they were trying to get more of them. Somebody heard that interview we did on the air and called and said, we want to partner with you. We will fund this. We want to make this happen. All right. How many times have they been used? It's proven. If you use an AED on someone that is having a heart attack, they have an infinitely better chance of surviving. Save a life. One radio show, one call. So we'll get an update on how that program's coming along. And then we're going to talk driver safety. And they had a panel yesterday on this. What does driver safety mean? I don't think it means just between the lines and the speed limit and you're good. There's more to it. And we all do that, so we'll learn about that. I did mention Congressman Kramer. He'll be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. He is announcing today what he announced previously on the program in a more formal way, this presidential straw poll effort that he is undertaking. It's kind of neat. It reminds me of voting for the nickname at the University of North Dakota, only, you know, hopefully a good name will win this time.
Yep.
Sorry. Anyway, and actually people will participate, because that was the problem with the UND nickname. So many people were disgusted with the process and how the previous president, you know, really shouldn't have had a process because he should have just picked his own name. That's what he was doing anyway. And so this will be a similar in the sense that it'll involve a lot of people and a very easy way to vote. But hopefully the outcome will be better. And then Governor Dalrymple will be here in a few minutes, bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about the budget situation as well. Rand Paul is out of the presidential race. What do you make of that? We can talk about that today here on the program. I think Rand Paul's going to endorse somebody pretty quick here because, you know, his dad would always stay into the end and never really would go to anybody else. But if Rand Paul's out this soon, and Rand Paul wasn't going to be the nominee, I think he realized that, but he did finish fifth in Iowa and probably could have lived to fight another day in a few of these other states. Not doing it. He's prediction here, though. He's going to endorse for somebody and be angling for, you know, a cabinet position or some sway with that particular individual. That'd be my guess. It would. Donald Trump is sort of, he's mean tweeting again. He's kind of the humility and I didn't do so good in Iowa and everybody else is fine. They're good. Thank congratulations to him. All out the window. Some people are analyzing this to say Donald Trump really needs a fight. That the reason people like Donald Trump, those that support him, is because he fights. So when he's, for instance, humble and nice about his loss in Iowa, it doesn't motivate any of his crowd, so he has to quickly go back to the, you know, violating the 11th commandment that Ronald Reagan put forward. Not speaking ill of a fellow Republican. So if you're a Trump fan, I want to know what Trump fans think about Iowa. I want to know what Trump fans think about, you know, Donald's chances going forward. And do you want him mean? Do you want him humble? What do you, tell me. Let's have it. By the way, he said in Iowa he didn't really give it his all anyway. He just sort of mailed it in Iowa, and that's really why it happened. That is so bad. Why after the fact you'd say, you know, I'd really just put half an effort in anyway. So, you know, that's to be expected. Seems a little bizarre. I don't. Also says Ted Cruz is cheating now. I don't know why he does this stuff. I really don't. But we've talked about that before. Maybe it's old news.
No, it's okay if I lose because I just didn't put forth an effort. Otherwise, I would have won. Is that
What's on your mind is brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry responsible for tens of thousands of jobs here. Careers in North Dakota. Solving the challenges of our state's growth. Right alongside folks as we weather the storm in 2016. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, about the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and on Facebook as well. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The NDSU situation is heating up with President Bresciani as well. That is getting to a bit of a crescendo there. There's a lot going on there, a lot of back and forth. I see Mike Jacobs wrote a column yesterday for the Grand Forks Herald and Forum Papers. And now Mike Jacobs would be partial to UND, obviously, but a longtime legislative observer. He's gotten a little cranky in his older years, and I tell that to his face, but, you know, I tell him that to his face, see him at a hockey game every now and then, but, you know, because he just, some of the stuff he said about Ed Schaefer being a poor choice for the interim presidency, and just like, where did that come from? And then, by the way, the next weekend I see him in Ed's alumni suite at the University of North Dakota hockey game. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Feed me some wine. Maybe I won't say anything bad about you next time. By the way, I don't do that, for the record. I just my opinions are my opinions. They're not swayed by, you know.
Attempts. You feed Cloverdale anyway, not wine.
Yeah, there you go. You can't influence me with bacon. That's a good point, Todd. I mean, let's be honest here, for sure. But anyway, so that's certainly in the news, and then the budget situation as well. We're going to talk with Governor Dalrymple about it. What do you make from the budget? On one hand, I have to agree with Jack Dalrymple when he talks about, you know, we've had a lot of good news for a lot of years. Ed Schaefer was making this point yesterday, if you were listening closely to the interview we did with him, when he talked about, hey, these cuts that have to happen, it's good. Because you know what? You find priorities, and then you fund them, and then you go execute. Okay? And look at what we did, you know, back in the 90s. We did that. He's right. What happened? Ask John Hoven and Jack Dalrymple. A pretty good run. So, you know, literally Ed's like a kid in a candy store saying, let's get cutting. Let's reexamine this. Let's look at everything. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be painful. There's going to be some things that will be hurt, but this isn't a bad thing. So a combination of, number one, good news for a long time, followed by a little bit of bad news, isn't something we should suggest the sky is falling over. And two, let's use this as an opportunity to reexamine everything. And, you know, hunker down a little bit. Get things set for the next go-around. You agree or disagree with that? A couple things on my mind. If you want to chat about those or something else, have at it. 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. Then my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back at the Bismarck Event Center on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, because we want you to sleep well. That's right. Mike Lindell's the inventor. He's going to join us here in a couple of weeks. We chat with him, every couple of months or so, talk about something new. We had a flag listener recently tell us that right before Christmas, she used the promo code, Scott, bought a couple of pillows, and got 2 go-anywhere pillows, and says they are great. She was stuck for 15 hours in the Minneapolis airport, and right after the New Year, and the Go Anywhere My Pillow like saved her neck. She said, gave me the rest I needed in the airport, and said, I love this. Thanks for promoting a great American product. USA made this baby. USA. In fact, it was places like the State Fair in Minot where this pillow was really invented. Because Michael Lindell would go to the State Fair. He was selling other stuff then, but he would always talk to people who said they were trying to find a good pillow. He'd get testimony from them about what they wanted, and that's how he invented the pillow. So it's the North Dakota, Minnesota made, just sucker. I love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for a savings of 50% on it. And you get the 10-year warranty and the 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk here. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. I'm going to have a few of those shipped in for the K-Fire Agra International next week. And maybe if you stop and see Todd and I, hard at work during the
Agra International. Let me just lay on the floor kind of behind your setup there and just snooze, and then everybody will look and go, oh, those things work.
All right, I'm marking a note down now, so I remind myself to do that. All right, Jamie sends an email. Now, line's open, by the way. Give me the crickets, Todd. Crickets means if you call, you're going to get right on. That's what it means. Todd hangs with the crickets. When they come up, they're like, what's with the phone lines here? Where is the largest radio audience on the Northern Plains? Where are they at on North Dakota's budget situation or the presidential race right now? Controversies.
Kasich in third place in New Hampshire, Fox News is just showing.
Yeah, and Trump's in a big lead in first, right?
33, yeah, a little over 33%. And I saw the Kasich number at like 10-8 or something and thought, whoa.
He's been doing well. Who's in second? Yeah. Cruz?
I went into shock when I saw Kasich in third, and I haven't been able to see anything since.
Oh, okay. All right. You let us know. I think Cruz is in third there, too. What's going to be interesting, see, here's the problem. But Trump at 33, big lead now. Because I think second place was low 20s or maybe high teens. See, if Trump ends up at 24 but still wins, it's not a win. You follow me? This is what's going on right now with him. So, That's a problem. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, so Todd doesn't have to play the crickets again. 800-228.
Sorry. I'll go get new crickets.
0550. 800-228-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Email. For all my listeners. I used to be a big Trump guy. But after skipping the debate and other shenanigans, I've cooled off on him. I'm hoping Rubio or Cruz can win it, but I'll definitely take Trump over any Democrat. Well, of course. There's a part of me that says America wants a revolutionary right now. A revolutionary. And if you look at the field, who are revolutionaries in that? I don't think any of them but Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a revolutionary. He's just that kind of, you know, transcends the norm, right? I guess Ted Cruz could be a little one because he's so hated by most of even the conservatives because of his efforts to just take everybody on. There's a lot to respect about Ted Cruz, no doubt about it. I worry about Ted Cruz being elected in November. I worry about what the media would do. I wish I could just pick a candidate based on that's the right candidate, and you know what? I'm going to be for the right candidate, and they're going to get in there, and the electability will take care of itself. But that's not reality in politics. You can't do that. You have to say who's the most electable. I actually think Trump would bring a whole bunch of new voters into the process. But see, I think Rubio would too. I happen to think Rubio might even be more electable than Trump. Because Rubio would have the benefit of just an unbelievable machine. Ted Cruz surprised everybody with the machine in Iowa. And I'm glad they got a machine. Because Obama had the machine the last two go-rounds, and they need a machine. The machine being the turnout. You follow what I'm saying? So you share numbers when you get numbers there, Todd. And let us know.
I'm finding a couple of different ones that came out, but they aren't the same ones that Fox News had. And I haven't been able to find Fox News. Cruz second.
Yeah.
Fox News had Kasich in third. This other one I was just looking at.
Well, what's Cruz's
Kasich
number?
Kasich in fifth.
What's Cruz's number?
14.
Yeah, see, 33, 14. Wow. That's mid-teens. So, I mean, again, Trump ends up winning it, great, but if he wins by just a sliver or doesn't win, huge blow. Because he's got 33-14 lead right now.
See, the TV channel in New Hampshire has Trump at 38 in their poll. Cruz 14, Rubio 12, Bush 9, Kasich 7. So that puts Kasich down to 5th, but still a lot higher than he's been in everything lately.
One other story I wanted to bring up if we had time, and obviously what Todd and I have thrown out here in the way of topics is not floating your boat yet. I will tell you this. President Obama today, going to Baltimore, to a mosque, is not about saying, peace-loving Muslims, don't worry. This is the United States of America, and we have your back here, which he would purport it to be. It is a giant finger to the eye to any conservative out there, in his eyes, Islamophobes, okay? It is also a way to insert himself, and he's big on self. He does not believe die to self as a way of living. No, 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 no. He is really, really high on the deal. You know, he spends a lot of time at the mirror. So he loves getting himself in these stories. Okay. He wants to be in this discussion right now that's going on in the country about who the best candidate is, and this is a way to, in his eyes, slow some Republican momentum. That is exactly what's going on with President Barack Obama going to Baltimore today to say some things that, if you decipher them, if you break them down, in my mind, are despicable. They're race baiting, what they're doing. They really, really are. And he said, by the way, this message is for Christians, too. This is for Jews, too. This is for, I'm speaking for everybody. I thought, well, why aren't you find a Lutheran church to go. We're get over to a Presbyterian church. Find, a synagogue. Didn't go there. You went to the mosque. Because you're trying to say, we don't like you. That's trying to divide. Divider. That's what it is. That doesn't unite. That's 100% dividing in the middle of a race. That's what's going on. Pete Hagerot works for Fox News Channel, but he also has done some great military work. He's a vet himself. You see him on a few of the television shows. We've had him on the program before. Did I say Hagerot? I might have combined the name of our chancellor and this military analyst. It's Pete Hegseth. But anyway, Pete Hegseth has an interesting piece on a majority Muslim community in America that's running on Fox News this weekend. We're going to invite him on to be on this next week to talk more about this topic, too. More coming up. The governor next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
See, we keep hearing about this electability business. Isn't that just a political machine trying to make a determination on who we vote for? Aren't they trying to just tell us that, say, this guy's not going to make it, pick our guy over here? I think if you vote your conscience, when we all do that, we'll have a good president. Thank you.
I love the comments of our listeners because I totally get that. That's where my gut is, but, you know, my heart is there. My gut tells me, if I'm saying between Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, who's the most electable? Again, I think about two things. I think, how's the media going to eat them up and chew them out? Because we don't just, as conservatives, run a race against Democrats. We also run a race against the media. That's just a fact. Always happens, okay? Because they're one and the same. And so you have to think, okay, how are they going to be treated by the media, and what are their chances for bringing more people out? I believe Rubio is the guy that brings more people out. Now, Cruz could have a great turnout machine. He will definitely motivate conservatives, where in the past they've sat home. Is that enough to overtake what Rubio would bring? I think Trump would bring out other people, but I think it's a good discussion for you to have. I'm just saying it has to enter the equation when you decide where you're going to go on it. And some of you have been critical of, oh, you're just a Rubio establishment type. Look, I'm not an establishment type. I'm for somebody that can win. I just tell you who I'm for. Big deal. That's one person's opinion. You can call and tell me I'm crazy. That's what the show's all about. So I appreciate all the dialogue on it. And we have others that have come in and left messages. We'll chat with you after we chat with the good governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple, who is on our newsmaker line. Hi, Governor. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good to talk with you.
Over at the Bismarck Event Center today for an event I know you have been to before. This one, the 43rd annual North Dakota Safety Council's Safety Conference. What do you think of this?
Oh, it's a fantastic event, and I've spoken there many times. There are just hundreds and hundreds of people coming in from all over the state and, in fact, from all over the region, and they are all people who work on public safety in one way or another. And I'm not sure I've ever seen a conference where the networking is as valuable as it is when safety people talk to each other.
Yeah, good, very good point. Over 1,000 attendees, 30 states represented, so it continues to build, and it is pretty amazing, especially the Safety Council folks. The passion there in their eyes. That talked to one fellow last night, one of the directors, and he just had tears in his eyes. This is life or death issues they're dealing with every day from top to bottom, and they really do a great job.
You know, Scott, right. In North Dakota, I mean, we have so many groups out there and so many people who are incredibly dedicated to public safety in one way or the other, and they are there and they are at it every day with their hearts, and it's really reassuring to see that. You know, workplace safety is always, you know, like a big one that we continuously work on. And last year, we were really pleased to see that our traffic fatalities, our motor vehicle fatalities, were down again from 2014. We had a grand total for the year of 131. That's 131 too many, but we have lower fatalities than South Dakota, and they do not even have an oil industry. We're lower than Montana, and most important of all, we've been making great progress. And one of the things that, most people don't realize when it comes to workplace safety, of all the workplace fatalities that occur, over half of them are associated with a motor vehicle accident. And so a lot of what we have in our statistics, you know, are people who are, you know, driving around for as part of their work. And by lowering fatalities in general in motor vehicles, we are actually helping to, you know, lower that workplace fatality rate as well.
Yeah, good, very good points. And those numbers become real when you're talking about whether moms and dads come home to kids, you know. So it's important stuff, and I appreciate your passion for it. So let's talk a little bit about our budget situation. And I saw Nick Smith's story in the forum, and he quoted you as saying, after 15 years of receiving almost entirely good news about the growth of revenues in North Dakota, it seems strange to hear that things have gone in the other direction. And, you know, that's an interesting point. I think we probably, you know, we're all looking at it like, what, $1 billion deficit? But we you know, this is inevitable, isn't it, when you have a run like we've been on?
Yeah, we're not used to it, Scott. You know, it just does seem strange. I mean, you know, it's like, really? Is this really happening? But the numbers don't lie, and, of course, you know, when oil goes down below 30 bucks a barrel, there are going to be consequences. Everybody knows that. But the good news is, you know, we had set aside an amazing amount of cash, over $900 million. And we are going to do an allotment, but I believe it's, you know, something that our state agencies can handle. And so the good news is, you know, we are going to get through this rough spot relatively unscathed because, you know, we planned well for it.
So one issue I want to deal with here a little bit is, you know, the number, the 4% side, and whether that's an opportunity really to sort of reshape things a little bit. And we had Ed Schaefer on yesterday. And after saying, hey, you know what I'm doing at the University of North Dakota right now is exactly what I did as governor in the 90s. I see what Governor Dalrymple is doing statewide now as governor of the, and I applaud him. This is great. I know you didn't use the word fantastic, but he's saying this is great. It's a great approach, good way to go. And it went on to say, you know, you can reshape, you know, thing. You can look for efficiencies and set priorities and fund them and ultimately put yourself in a better position going forward. So is there a way to look at this as a good exercise to say, hey, maybe we're due for this? We've been on a pretty good run, and you can obviously increase spending when things are good, and we've been able to. But now, why? It's time to tighten the belt and relook at everything. So you see it as a positive?
Well, I thought Governor Schaefer's comments that he made publicly were fantastic. You know, he's managed a lot of situations in his life, and he knows that, you know, doing some belt tightening once in a while is not all bad. It brings a discipline into the fiscal picture that might not otherwise be there. In the case of UND, you know, they're over $200 million worth of general fund funding, and you know, the number they have to save is big. But they know the number they have to work with is also very large. And I really got to give Ed credit for, you know, being constructive about the situation. And he knows he can do it.
One question I had for you, we had another governor on yesterday, too, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. We're talking about the presidential race, but I took the opportunity to ask him just a little bit about, having dealt with many a budget deficit in Minnesota, the idea of across-the-board cuts. And, you know, I know they're legislatively mandated, so you have an option. but to go that route. But are they a good idea, or, you know, should the legislature take a look at that and, you know, say in the future, God forbid, there are other deficits, we don't necessarily have to go that route, because it seems as though don't prioritize, you know, maybe to the degree that you need to.
Well, you've got a good point there, and, you know, allotments work fine in a short-term, temporary budget adjustment. They do not work well if you're going out, you know, past a year, because then you're getting past the things that you can do quickly and easily, and you're getting into some real policy decisions on spending. But, you know, this is going to get us, you know, through this rough patch. The legislature is going to be back here in December, 7 months before the end of the biennium. If they feel that there are any drastic adjustments that need to be made, you know, at that point, there's still time. But I'm comfortable. We went through every agency and looked at, you know, what we thought they could handle. And we decided that, you know, 4.05 was as deep as we cared to go. But we're comfortable that it can be done because it is a short term and it is temporary.
Now, obviously, this budget situation in North Dakota becoming a challenge has mirrored the drop in oil prices. Commodity prices, obviously, are pretty important in North Dakota. The ag prices have been down for some time, and it didn't do to the budget what the oil revenue has done. Do you believe that we have too much reliance in North Dakota government spending on oil and gas revenue?
No, I don't believe that we do. I'm not going to say that, you know, $29 oil doesn't have an effect, because it certainly does. But the legislature still only allows us to use $300 million out of all the oil and gas revenue that comes into the state. And that is approximately 5% of what we would normally take in. So all the rest goes into reserve funds, legacy fund, water funds, common schools trust fund, other places that are really designed for the long haul.
But those, of course, drain along with the sales tax revenue, right?
They do, and it has an impact, but it is not an impact on the general fund. Now, what has happened in this situation is that the forecast for revenues overestimated how much sales tax collection, you know, would come in during this period. And what's happened out west is that, you know, the activity has just really dropped off. And that has a huge effect. One of the things that Moody's did not really take into account fully is that oil wells are being drilled but not completed. And when I say completed, I mean fracked and, you know, connected. All of the activity that brings in sales tax really comes from the completion of the wells. And we did a little calculation the other day that, you know, if we had completed the wells as we normally would in the last few months, it would already be $300 million more coming in. So it makes a big difference. And
sure,
we've learned that, you know, when prices get low enough, they'll drill, but they don't complete the wells.
We are going to have you back to talk about kind of the future and setting the course based on this. But good overview of where we're sitting right now today. Thank you, Governor. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
Take care. Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey friends, Steve Ostrom here. If you're looking for a great team activity or a way to have fun with your coworkers, I'd like to invite you to join us on a first-class bus trip to watch the Minnesota Wild. Maybe you're the coach of a youth team, maybe you manage a team or own a business. This will be a great team-building event. Maybe a thank you to some employees who are working hard for you and that you'll need to shine in 2016. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back. No parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end that the Wild shoot at twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. It's Sunday, February 28th, and it's only $229 a person. But we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at flagfamily.com or call her at 855-217-76 and hit extension 3 to sign up. That's Marie at flagfamily.com or call 855-217-76 and hit extension 3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yeah, Scott Hannon, you're just like the main media, you know. That's where you got your brain wrapped around all that stuff. Anyway, you want to circle the wagons for Rubio because he's an establishment. He's not, you know, if he gets nominated, we're going to go 60 miles over the cliff besides 110 with Bernie or Hillary, you know. So, Rubio, he's a fake.
All right, and again, appreciate the view. Love hearing who you're for. I say Rubio again because of my analysis that I believe he'd be the most electable in the end, right? You know, what other callers have said, well, didn't they say that about Romney? Yes, they did say that about Romney, but Romney ran a terrible campaign. So you can't run a terrible campaign and he, you know, brought out other voters. George Bush did that. George Bush brought out all kinds of votes. That's how he got elected, okay? So you got to think about that, but... who's the right one? That's, you know, a discussion we're taking right now and watching them under fire and everything else. I do say this about Donald Trump. The man should get a big, giant bear hug from everybody that wants a conservative in the White House because he showed a bunch of mamby-pamby Republicans of all stripes. You have to fight. people want fight. They want you to go in there and fix things. So he is shown the way. So I think ultimately whoever the Republican nominee is, they will be Trump-esque if they're not Trump himself.
What does Romney not do?
It's a really long story. I'll tell you what Bill O'Reilly told a group of folks in Fargo one time at an event I was at that explained it, that he didn't want to win by the end of it, believe it or not. But otherwise, we'll pick that up on another day. Kenny Stabler, the awesome Oakland Raider QB, he died back in July. Remember that? They understand now, this is the breaking news, that he had severe CTE. CTE being the disease you get from head injuries, specifically football and everything else. So that's causing a bit of a ruckus today, so we're following that as well. Hey, we're brought to you today by B-Mobile, in part, and we want to tell you about our friends at B-Mobile, because every moment matters. That's why we're at the North Dakota Safety Council's Safety Conference. Every moment matters. Think about safety, including when you're on your phone, and every moment matters. B-Mobile is a local family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones, tablets to keep you connected. Personalized customer service, no long lines, no hassles. They're great. And, of course, Verizon's everywhere you're at. Home, lake, beyond. Find them downtown Devil's Lake. Find them North Broadway and Dakota Square Mall in Minot. Find them in Botno up there at Metegoshi. Find a location near you. BeMobile.com. They're everywhere. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. We're back with a conversation about safety. And our next guest is Dustin Austin, who does hands-on training. How are you, Dustin?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Dustin zoomed on over here from an event that happened just a couple of minutes ago. Is hands-on training better than sitting in a classroom and learning something?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. In addition, there's numerous requirements out there in the OSHA standards for specific training requirements, but hands-on is the way to go.
Where's an example of hands-on training sort of transforming the old way of doing it where you just sat and looked at a PowerPoint and filled out a form and got your certificate? Where is hands-on in your eyes being used in an innovative way right now? One example.
Heavy equipment. With forklifts, it's an OSHA requirement to do hands-on training and hands-on testing. But any type of equipment that's being operated, showing them on a slide how to operate, it doesn't do much good. You need to get out there on the equipment, showing them how this piece of equipment operates and how it functions in the work environment and the things that can go wrong.
What kind of hands-on training does the North Dakota Safety Council offer?
Well, we provide quite a bit. I'm one of our instructors. I teach forklifts, aerial lifts, skid steers, loaders, backhoes, excavators, and I can still do some crane for general industry.
Is it ever happen where someone is training and they just say, I really can't get this down? Or you say, this isn't going to work? Or are most people with the right amount of training able to sail into this line of work?
Once in a while, there are some people out there that should never operate equipment, but most everyone can learn a piece of equipment. I've trained over 650 different operators, and out of those 600 different operators, I've only run into two in my career that were just not able to do it, that couldn't learn it.
What's the typical training time on heavy equipment?
Well, it really depends on what type of equipment that you're operating. But really, for a classroom, we're looking at about 8 hours to train somebody in the classroom and on the equipment.
In total?
In total.
No. And where do you do that?
We do that only on an employer's site. It's really critical that the employee is not only just trained hands-on, but that they're trained with the hands-on in their work environment.
What else is new and innovative in the way of hands-on training, Dustin?
Well, there's new simulator training that's occurring out there, both with motorized vehicles and with heavy equipment. North Dakota Safety Council, we're working on developing a hands-on laboratory that will include driving simulators, so that we're not putting people in danger on the roadways while learning motorized vehicles.
And the way you interact with a, say a company has a bunch of this heavy equipment and is trying to internally do the training, you do it for them, right? They're a member, and you come in and actually do the training.
Yes, absolutely, we do.
So that's got to be a popular service.
It is. It is. If you speak with our train coordinator, Karen, down here, she'll tell you our schedules get pretty booked up pretty very, very quickly. So contacting us as soon as you know that you need that hands-on training is always a good measure.
NDSC.org or stop and see us at the Bismarck Event Center for the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference of the North Dakota Safety Council going on at the Bismarck Event Center today. So nice chatting with you, Dustin. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Dustin Austin doing the hands-on training for the North Dakota Safety Council. Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.